Hello, welcome to this Monday's edition of the award-winning Gutter. This Monday's? Last Monday's? Next Monday's? Why is it this Monday's? Most you, what the hell am I talking about? It's Monday and I'm very confused.
I ask that question every time I'm here.
I know. You marvel at it.
Rob, you've got a lovely tan.
I have got a lovely tan.
I've just noticed as I'm sat across from you.
This is probably why you can't remember what week it is.
I got it in Portugal, but carried it on in England, unbelievably, where it's hotter than anywhere on the planet. And I'm melting as we speak and looking at Mike Kearney and Harriet, and Fuad, actually, who's taking some lovely pictures of us. we have been given a gift of a new rumour for this Monday edition. Pavard. What's his first name? Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Yeah. Benjamin. No, he's Pavard, isn't he? He's a French geezer, is Benjamin. And he plays for Bayern Munich. He's 27 million. Actually, he might go for that. He's 27 years old. There's a sort of 30 million euro price being touted for him, which is low, on the low side, because he's only got a year left on his contract, Mike. Six foot nothing, eyes of blue. What do you think of him? Do you rate him? I remember him from World Cups gone by a bit. He scored a belter, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored a good goal, didn't he? And I think he was... always a centre-half, but France played them mainly at right-back, didn't they, at points?
Like yes.
Like they were the sort of Houllier slash Guardiola even from this season, where he basically played four centre-halves across the pitch. France were doing that a bit, apart from when they had Lucas Hernandez, I think, on the left, and then Pavard on the right in the World Cup in 2018. If I remember rightly,
it's
a long time ago, and I've slept since then, like, so probably not. But, He was good in that World Cup, and I thought he'd be one to watch, and then he got his move to Bayern, didn't he? And I don't know if he's obviously not featured enough as much as he'd like, because he's angling for the move. It seems like it's coming from his end rather than the club wanting to get rid